Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Sports Sunday with Rashad and Joe on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
I wish I could just say what Rashad said during the commercial break, but
I'm telling you, the stuff, FCC, stuff in between the commercials, that's where the gold is.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. Well, it does remind me, though, me and my buddy Tanner, we do a podcast together, Fish and Toast. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. Tanner's a great dude. Love that guy. I've known him for years. But as we're getting things ready to record, you familiar with that Body Blue?
I'm not.
The girl who set the record for...
Oh, yes. For all the most...
most transgressions with men in a 24-hour period.
Like 100. It was like 100 or something.
Oh, it was like
1,000?
It was 1,000.
Yeah, 1,000. Something like that. Yeah.
Before noon.
Yeah, and it was... we had to do the math. It was like 1,000 in a day. Like, how many... How long do you get with her? Like, and it was like 1.4 minutes. And it's like, wow, that's, well, for me, that's...
It's perfect, right?
Yeah, I'm good. You know, I don't know if I need more than that, quite
that's
honestly.
That's 0.4 minutes than I need.
Yeah. But that was our conversation before we started talking about sports. I was like, man, we could go a whole hour on this whole Bonnie Blue putting up 1,000. And that's Wilt Chamberlain numbers
right
there.
Yeah, we really could. Like, that's crazy.
But we got to stick to football. We got to stick to NFL stuff. Will, you just let us know right before we came back, though, that the Eagles are going to be without Cam Jurgens, their center?
Their starting center.
Thank you. Yeah. I knew he was on the offensive line. I didn't know if he was the center or the left guard because they got Mekhi Becton over there on the right guard just shoving dudes all over the place that we saw in that that Rams game. But very interesting because the Commanders, they also have a big injury, a player that will not be playing on the defensive line. Daron Payne is not playing for the Commanders. So that is a battle, the interior offensive line that I will be keeping my eyes on in this game today because, you lose Daron Payne, it's like, okay, well, advantage Eagles. And now the Eagles lose their interior offensive lineman, their center, Cam Jurgens. Now that kind of makes it a bit of an even playing field, at least from that position. This one, I am just praying, hoping somehow that the Commanders pull the upset yet again. There is a, if I were to rank the teams that I hate the most in all of sports, Eagles are at the top. I cannot stand that team, that fan base, the coverage they get. For God's sakes, their head of security gets more coverage than some people in sports. Big Dom or whatever his name is.
Well, Big Dom's a big deal, okay?
Yeah,
that's be nice. Big Dom's a big deal.
I think so
clearly,
too.
Yeah. And
he
that's
runs what, that show.
That's what drives me nuts, is people that actually know who that guy is. But you're looking at two NFC East teams, so it really should be like, hey, Joe, you shouldn't want either of these teams to win. No, Eagles, I can't have them winning this. I can't have them in another Super Bowl. I can't have them sniffing another Super Bowl. We're going Commanders, left hand up. Who are we? Go Commanders all day long.
Well, then, do you want to be the only team in the division without a Super Bowl ring over the last 20 years?
Honestly, I would rather.
Do you want to be the only one? If the Commanders go ahead, or appearance, like you just said, like you want to be the only one?
I'd rather take that than the Eagles having a chance at another.
As long as it's just the Eagles getting there, like, you're telling me there's a chance. Like, you can still be one of those ones that get there or at least get to win a Super Bowl.
I hear what you're saying. It literally means that the Cowboys, not only are they the NFC team with the longest drought of conference championship appearances, but now you are the last of the NFC East teams without a Super Bowl.
Just saying, man. You know, that's a bad spot to be in. And Shoddy's your coach now. Like, it's a bad spot to be in. So I would be pulling like hell for Philadelphia right now.
Well, that's why I'm also pulling like hell for either the Bills or the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Fair enough.
If I'm ranking the four teams,
I don't want them to get there.
Who?
The Commanders. Any team that gets there, that means you get 2 weeks of pure celebration. Two weeks. Like, you get the, man, we were this and we did this, and you're going to hear all the stuff about how great that team or Jaden Daniels is. You're going to hear all about that for the next 2 weeks. Yeah, that's really going to piss you off.
Yeah, it will. But again, it's going to piss me off even more if the Eagles are there. Because the Eagles, to me, are just a team that they should be better than they are. And the fact that they're kind of like the Chiefs, like, they kind of just keep skating by. They play down to their opponents. The way that they play something, like that game against the Rams last week, it was over. Saquon goes on that big 70-something yard touchdown run. It's 28-13, I think, at that point. 28-15, actually, it was the score. 4.5 minutes left, 5 minutes left. That game is over. And then before you know it, the Rams are driving and are in position to take the lead, to tie the game and take the lead with an extra point. That shouldn't have happened. They've had multiple times this year where they play inferior opponents and they are skating by with a one-possession victory. And then they have games where they look like they're the best team in the NFL. So this Eagles team is a very frustrating, very hard-to-understand team that I feel like when they play their A-plus game, they are the best team in the NFL. The thing is, you're only going to get that performance from them maybe once every 5 to 6 weeks, seemingly. And they play. You could play down to teams against, like, the Packers, who are injury-riddled. You play down to the Rams. But then again, you have maybe a weather advantage. You have the home field advantage there. This type of game that you play, more run-heavy versus the Rams, where they do depend on Stafford and that offense down the field, getting the ball in the hands of players like Nacua, Cooper Kupp, when he wants to start playing well again. The Commanders, you're going to have to keep up with them. And you cannot play a B-minus game against the Chiefs or the Bills. If you do that in the Super Bowl, you are not winning it. So that's what, again, this Eagles team, they just are one of the most confusing. Always seems like somebody's mad, whether it's Sirianni yelling at the fans, whether it's Brandon Graham talking about Hurts and A.J. Brown's relationship. I mean, it is just one of the most weird, successful teams in the NFL. But they keep winning.
I don't know. I think the Eagles are doing exactly what they're supposed to do. And I think Jalen Hurts is doing exactly what he's supposed to do. He is not Lamar Jackson. He might be able to run. He might be able to throw the ball. But he is not Lamar Jackson. Or he is not Josh Allen. Like, that's not, you know, his game. He is a game manager. He is the definition of what a game manager is. I'm not going to do too much. I'm going to do exactly enough to make sure I get my team to the finish line.
Well, that's another player that drives me nuts is Jalen Hurts. That guy, I mean, he's going to throw for 125 passing yards today, and they'll still somehow win.
But that's not what they want him to do.
No, it's not what they want, because guess what?
It drives me
nuts.
He's
also going to rush for 70 yards and a touchdown potentially. Like, it's the
depending on his knee.
Depending on his knee and how that works. And we've already seen I'm spacing on the defensive coordinator's name from Washington that was just openly saying, yeah, we're going to hit him like a running back.
Oh, Joe Witt Jr.?
Joe Witt Jr., thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, when he comes out of that pocket, if he wants to start running, we're going to hit him like a running back. So they're preparing for him to scramble around and do all this stuff. Because what they've also done is challenged him.
Ear hole him!
What Joe Witt has done is also challenged him, saying, I dare you to stay in the pocket and throw the ball. Like, yeah. I want you to. You think you're going to run around and do stuff with that knee? I want you to try it and see what we do. So you better stay your ass in that pocket and throw the ball as much as possible. And so if he's smart, Jalen Hurts isn't goaded into, you know, making that mistake and becoming a pocket passer, and he can still play his game. The one thing that he has that other teams don't is Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, well,
I mean, whenever you got a guy that can get you 200 yards in the snow,
yep.
Like, come on, man! Like that's a rarity that doesn't happen. You see how fast he was running that last drive when he scored? Hey, man! Like that's hard to stop, and he's a little dude on top of that. So now you're trying to wrap him up in the backfield. He's finding small creases to make moves in. Like I think running the ball, kind of like we talked about with Josh Allen and the Bills, is like. Now you have this almost like two-headed monster in Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley that sometimes you just can't see where it's coming from. And so, I don't know. There's a lot to see there. This Washington team, I still don't know. I still don't know all the way because maybe it's nobody really paying attention to the film of Jaden Daniels because kid can play.
Well, it's a funny matchup because if you went like position group by position group, the Eagles win in every position group but one. And that's the most important one, and it's quarterback right now. And no one is hotter in the league than Jaden Daniels right now and what he's doing, because this Commanders team isn't good enough to be where they're at. Like, as good of a coach as Dan Quinn is, like, he's a defensive-minded guy. And as good of a coach as Cliff Kingsbury has been, he's shown moments, even as an OC, where he kind of takes a step back. But Jaden Daniels has proven to be a special type of player. What I think is going to be the difference here, though, on whether this game is won or lost is going to be between the defensive line of the Commanders and really the linebackers as well and the offensive line of the Eagles. The Eagles have had success because they have built one of the most, if not the most, bruising offensive lines in the last, 20 years?
Yeah.
Because all they do is lean on you. They run that zone read game, and then they just let Saquon read the defense. Where's the open hole going to be? That's the beauty of the zone, right? You run zone because any hole is open. It just takes Saquon reading his O-linemen and where they're positioning their blocks, and then he just goes and escapes. Yeah, you might want it to hit out the front side. It might be, you know, inside zone, so you're reading off your front side guard's back hip. But if he doesn't get the reach, well, now it's an outside zone play. Or if your guy's on the backside, they don't get that cut off, all of a sudden, it looks like a counter because you can go all the way back across the field. And so what this offensive line has done a good job of doing is just, I'm going to get to my landmarks and I'm going to get hands-on. And then after that, it's up to my running back to make me right, and he has. It's why you've seen every running back have success when they go into Philly, and then when they leave Philly, they don't have success. Yeah. Why do you think Gainswell never leaves? Because he knows. He knows, like, that's where his bread is buttered. That's where he's going to have his most success. And then when you get a special running back into a system like that with five special offensive linemen, that's a big deal, and that's why you saw Saquon take such a leap forward this year. Now, with Cam Jurgens out, I would assume you slide Landon Dickerson over to that center spot. He's done it before. He did it in college.
That's what they're doing, yeah. I saw a report that's what they're going to be doing for this game.
How big of a change does that make for the offensive line?
I think it's huge.
You could, I mean, if you're a Duck fan or you're a Northwest sports fan in general, look at the first two Duck games when they had a backup center in and not the starting center. Look at how the offensive line wasn't moving together. Now, Landon Dickerson, he's been the backup center there for the last 3-4 years, however long he's been there. He's been the backup. So he knows what he needs to do. He knows his calls. It's still different between knowing them and doing them, especially in an NFC championship game, especially when the guy on the other side who's making the calls for the defense is Bobby Wagner. It's an older Bobby Wagner. It's a different version of Bobby Wagner. This isn't Legion of Boom Bobby Wagner, but this is still one of the smartest, if not the smartest, linebacker in the game right now. And so that's where this game is going to be won. Jaden Daniels is going to make some really incredible plays, right? If the Eagles are not able to control time of possession and keep that Commanders defense on the field and run the football with authority, they will be in trouble in this game. Also, it would bring me great joy to see Dan Schneider upset because he just sent out a big long article about how he's really upset the Commanders are winning. And it would bring me great joy to see
that
him
would
sad.
Be awesome.
I
that
hate
would
that
be
guy.
Awesome.
He's that guy's a piece a of garbage. Look up how he made his money.
Oh, yeah. I saw garbage. That report come out today. Hey, can you blame the guy? I mean, who wants to, you know, it's like
I can hella blame him.
You break up with your girlfriend or she breaks up with you and then they go and have a great lifestyle.
The black guy.
Yeah. Yeah. What the hell?
That's what Dan Quinn feels like right now. His ex-girlfriend that he disrespected and was all these things to, now she's dating the black guy.
You know, that Trump guy, he makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Listen, I think that's a natural feeling to always, resent someone having a successful life after you are no longer a part of it. Like, you definitely feel like you were the reason why you were maybe holding them back. And Dan Snyder is 100% right. He was the reason why they were holding them
Absolutely.
Back. Absolutely. All right. Let's lose some money, or maybe win some money. Definitely. Let's see if Rashad has any chance left.
Don't be a jerk, bro.
To tie the Who Do You Love championship for this year.
You know I can't tie it.
If Will has a chance to help out Jordan Schultz and make a little comeback here in Who Do You Love, or if it's sealed, if these last 2 weeks even matter. We get to that next. Who Do You Love? Right here, Football Sunday. But first, Will, SportsCenter update.